Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. That some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why did this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You studied them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. To invest in you.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want to counsel. You know, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. Listen to me. You can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to conferences. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. I tell you to get to a place where people don't like you and don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to grow. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind. If you still talk about your dream, if you still talk about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cause repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. You can live your dream.
All right, all right. Great morning. Happy Thanksgiving on this incredible Thursday, November 28th. 2019. A great morning to each and every one of you jumping on the grind. Great morning, everybody. I hope that everybody out there is having a blessed morning. I hope that everybody out there is definitely thankful for another day. I just want to say welcome to each and every one of you that are jumping on the grind on Blog Talk Radio. Great morning, And it's all of you that are out there. If you want to chime into the grind, that number is 646-668-2564. If you got something that you want to say, that is the number that you can dial in and definitely join us always on the phone lines, on Blog Talk Radio. But to all of you that are jumping on Facebook, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. It definitely is another day for us to wake up with an attitude of gratitude, to be grateful for all that God is doing in our life, to be grateful for everything that we have been through, to be grateful for everything that we are going to go through, and just to wake up with that sense and that attitude of gratitude, knowing that the best is yet to come. So I don't know about you guys, but I can tell you I'm waking up this morning, you know, on this Thanksgiving, always thankful. I wake up every day with an attitude of gratitude, just giving thanks for all that God is doing in my life. And, you know, on this day, it just gives us an opportunity to slow down a little bit and to reflect, you know, on things and to have some time to eat some good food. But, you know, and I'm waking up with just a few hours of sleep. I didn't get much sleep last night. Stayed up, you know how we do it, we're cooking late hours, late night. And so I really, really did not lay down until about 4:30 this morning. Still have some things to do, and I set my alarm for 7 because I said, you know what, I still got to get up. So about 2.5 hours of sleep. But thank goodness for my product, my NRG, having my morning cup of coffee this morning, sipping on that, and super excited about the best and what is to come. So, you know, I just want to say to everybody that's jumping on this morning, what are you thankful for? You know, because many times if you get up in the midst of the hustle and bustle of everyday life, I'm going to get up live because I had a feeling about it. But give me just a minute. But what are you thankful for? Because I want to take the time. Facebook is acting up. I can tell you that. You know, sometimes, great morning, my beautiful daughter. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, many times you can take things for granted, right? And I don't know about you guys, but on the West Coast, social media is acting up right now. So I'm excited that we're even live because right now I can't even find the pages. Everything is kind of in a disarray. Instagram is not posting. Facebook is taking forever to post. And I don't know. Y'all check in. Let me know. Is it just me? Is it just the West Coast? Is this happening across the board? Is Facebook and Instagram trying to be funny on this Thanksgiving morning? I don't know. But I can tell you, it's the little things that we can end up taking for granted and which we really don't realize the power of it until we look up and it's no longer there. So I don't know. I'm trying to find out if anybody out there can let us know if it's with us. But I know that on the West Coast, it's not acting right. All right, so let me take the time to share this out. It looks like my incredible BFF, none other than Nick.
All right.
Great morning, right?
Great morning, everybody, man. Welcome, everybody. And welcome to Formality. Has been done, been put out of the way.
I'm trying to get up.
Share this out. Guys, it is Thanksgiving morning. I'm going to keep it 100, y'all, as I do. I am not one of those dudes that stuck to it and be like, hey, you know, I'm so politically correct. I felt like I needed a bed. I really did.
I didn't get no sleep.
I got some sleep, and I still felt like I needed a bed because Pam is a cooker. I'm not a cooker.
Well, you did help, though.
I stuffed some potatoes. But, you know, one of the things I told Pam from the very, very tippy top from the very beginning, I am not a cooker. I don't cook. That's just not what I do. So, we set to that all of these years. So here we are. So, today's mimosa. Thursday for me. I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving
all
day long.
That's a big mimosa.
You think of that big glass. Not a, just a big glass. So, yeah, that way, this is called a one-time glass. One time and it's good, right? So,
wow.
Pam said, what do you guys thank you for? You know, of course, yes, it's Thanksgiving. Once again, it comes every single year. And here we are at the bottom of the year, again, almost winding up another year, going into what I believe to be the most powerful year that we have coming up. That's 2020, the year of vision, the year of impact. And so you have to ask yourself, what am I doing? What have I done to be able to impact my life and be able to impact the lives of others in 2020. Yeah, I'm already there. You should already be there as well. But here we are. Thanksgiving again, and you're asking yourself, what am I thankful for? And let's just talk about the little things. Even the small things that pull up to be the big ones. Those things you should be thankful for. The first thing you should be thankful for is that you still here, right? You're still here. You're still listening to this show. You're still drawing breath, so that means God must have something for you to do. And if that's the case, now all you have to do is find out what that something is. Not sure what it is, can't tell you, but you got to make that connection with God to find that out for yourself. And when you do that, man, when you're on purpose, things start to move, all right? So let's just talk about, man, what it is that the most, I guess, I don't want to say the most important thing, but what is the one thing that stands out most to you that you're thankful for outside life? You know, because you're here. But what are you thankful for? One thing that stands out, you know, to you. And, you know, for me, I know I'm thankful for, you know, the family. And a lot of people, you know, have lost family members this year. You know, years past, they've lost people in their life. And, you know, it just seems like maybe it's the first Thanksgiving that you're without them.
Yeah.
And it's a hard transition for you, you know. And it's a hard, it's always a hard pill to swallow when someone's taken out of your life and you have to move forward. And family is, of course, you know, one of the biggest things that most people are thankful for. Our people now, they are amazing. Oldest child, period. On the broadcast with us today, we're thankful for you.
Yes.
My friend, definitely thankful for you, beautiful, for being out there, for being smart, intelligent, and being who you are, man, and just turning out, you know, to be an awesome mentor. So, you know, we thank you for that. The family is the biggest, one of the biggest things that people are thankful for, you know, on this day. But why is it just one day that we have this mass celebration of thinking, you know? So I want to talk about this morning. I know let Pam say what she's thankful for, but, you know, we want to talk about, man, getting flowers What are you most thankful for?
Well, I mean, obviously, definitely family. You know, family is number one. And I'm thankful that, you know, every day that God has given me another day. And we always say, obviously, we're thankful for life because we don't, we sometimes can take that for granted, the small things, the things that we don't pay attention to, we can take for granted. And I'm thankful for health because, you know, I thank God that I wake up every day and, you know, I am healthy because I've been able to, you know, experience and what we do and even watch certain situations in which it's not a given. You know, there's a lot of people that struggle just to do some of the things that we're able to do that we take for granted. But give God all the glory, you know, for obviously our children, my grandson, my dad. Oh, my goodness. I'm so thankful for my dad because many times people don't realize what we go through. Don't realize, you know, they see all the glory. They see everything that we're doing on social media with our teams and building a business, but they don't see the fact that, for real, like in between the times, the things that we deal with and the things that we go through with my dad and, like, literally, like, over the last 2 weeks, we've been there every day, like, every day, day in and day out, because just things that he was going through. And so when I put that post up yesterday saying y'all just don't know how thankful I am for that smile. Because when we got back from LA, man, he wasn't eating. He wasn't doing anything. And so we could take these things. I never take that for granted because I know that my dad is my gift. But to see that smile and to see him bounce back and to for real understand, like, seriously, God has done some amazing things in my dad's life. And yes, he's 95. But to know that with God and what he's done in his life, and to for real understand, I'm so thankful for Total Life Changes, man, because one of the reasons why we saw the decline was we didn't know that the people were not for 30 days. We didn't give my dad Lucifer for 30 days. And when we caught it, we started to notice the decline. And my brother and I thank God for my brother because between the two of us and my oldest brother, he flew out here. And trust me, he flew out here because it was just not looking good. And when we realized 30 days, and I promise you I lost it, when I found out 30 days, y'all had been giving my dad this vitamin that changed his life 4 years ago. But I can tell you, we took a minute after. And we went in there with that chaga, and we went in there with that Lucifer. And I know it's God, but I promise you, my dad didn't eat for over a week. He had a UTI. He had all kinds of stuff. But look at my dad. So I'm thankful. And many times people don't understand. People for real don't understand your health and how important it is. And so on this day, I wake up thankful because God granted me another one of his mind. Because my dad, as of yesterday, he was talking, while he was talking, everything. And so people don't see the stuff that we go through behind the scenes. People don't see the fact that the reason why I'm thinking of pictures and saying, hey, I'm setting a shot here because we literally are back and forth. My brother's working a job, getting off his job. We over there, we feeding him. We grabbing stuff. We making sure that he's getting fluids into his body. All of this stuff. People don't see all of that stuff. But I can tell you, I'm thankful. Forever grateful for the opportunity, for these products, for everything. And so we have to realize that, you know, when we wake up every day, we can't focus on the things in life. Because the things in life are not what's important in life. Yes, we all like nice things. And we'll be blessed with some great things. That's not what's important. what's important is people. What's important is what we do with our purpose. What's important is how we impact, just like Nate said. What's important is keeping the main thing, and that's life. For real. And so I'm grateful for it. For everything.
Thank all right, you. Y'all. We grateful. We thank the man. Thank y'all for being a part of the grind this morning, man. Y'all gonna enjoy y'all family.
I knew God was with me. I always just prayed. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no.